Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Hi.
Hi.
Give me some booze. I'm going to start drinking early today.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, maybe it'll be a short day.
You never know how things go.
You never know. That's what my dad always used to say. You start
before he kissed you on the lips?
No.
Well, we don't have that much left, so... I mean...
Well, this stuff is supposed to be the...
I mean, it's enough.
The super proof or whatever. He told you to be careful with this. And what did you do?
I was careful with it.
You treated it...
like a two-bit Aussie.
You treated it like an N.A. cocktail... on ladies' night. Whatever that means. How's life? Oh, I heard you got that plumber off your ass.
Yeah, I paid him.
That's the first time that I've known you that you've had someone chasing you down like that, knocking on the door when
this guy,
your
man.
Boys were home alone at one point, right? Like,
man, well, one of was like, Tom, I'm looking for him. My kid's like, I think I got bad news for you, man.
Right. Were you actually in the house?
No.
Okay.
I was here.
Okay. I mean, I know that's what you said, but I wondered if there was a scenario where you're like,
no, I wasn't going to send my kid out to fight him.
Not to fight him. Just tell him I'm not here. Tell him I'm not here.
I just said, don't answer the door.
I tell Brooke all the time, never answer the door. And yet I come home and she'll tell me about, today this guy came by and he was trying to sell windows and it was, you know, quite a sales pitch. But I'm like, why are you answering the door?
Well, this guy was pissed.
Right. This was like an angry
dude. I had a leak. I'll give you the full story.
From the shower.
I had a leak from the shower. And I call this guy. I show him what's up. He comes by. He looks at it. He goes, oh, yeah, turn it on. He sees the leak. And he's like, all right, you know, it's this drain thing, $350. I'm like, perfect.
And this was the guy that had been recommended.
Yes.
You didn't just find him out of the
I'm like, perfect.
Phone book or whatever.
Easy. So, you know, I say, hey, you know, he's supposed to come over during the week, but he doesn't. And he says, I'll come over on the weekend. I said, okay, I'll probably be gone because I have baseball games to be to, but here's the code to the door. So I make a code for him, right? Just go in, you know, do what you got to do. It's like, okay. So then he texts me later and he says, hey, do you have a place to put the stuff that's in the closet? I got to go in through the wall. I'm like, sure, just, you know, whatever.
Throw it anywhere.
Anywhere, in a laundry bag or whatever. I'll take care of it later, whatever. That's it. I get to the house and the wall's taken out and I see there's new piping and stuff. And it's not the guy that I talked to. It's so somebody must work for him.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that part.
Yeah. And he is like, wow, you know, God, you know, I had to take out this plumbing. I had to take out these copper pipes and put this piping in. He's like, you know, if I was a plumber, it'd be $1,800, you know, blah, 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 blah. But he's just saying it like that, right? He's walking around and he's like, I got to put this glue on the pipe here, make sure it's not leaking. And I'll get out of here. I'm like, okay.
Did I catch if I was a plumber?
Yeah, if I was a plumber. Well, he's not a plumber.
Okay.
But, I mean, I would have handy guys do plumbing
sure,
in my house. So I'm not, I don't even think about it.
Yeah, okay.
He's like, so I'm not going to patch up the wall. Let's make sure, because also, if it's still leaking, we'll have to go back in.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to patch up the wall, see if it leaks, and then whatever. I'm like, okay. So it doesn't leak. And then I come back a few days later. There's another different guy in there, and he's patched up the wall, and it's all good to go, right?
Oh, so he did patch it up totally. Like, that's
yes,
all been patched,
it's patched
up. Didn't leave an access panel or anything?
Right. But once they left it for a week to see if it was leaking.
Okay.
So they did that, right. Once then he called me and said, is it leaking? I said, no. He said, all right, I'll send somebody to patch it up.
Okay.
Send this guy up. This guy patches it, paints it, looks good. No problem. And then the guy shows up at my door, and he goes, all right, so, you know, that'll be $1,800. I'm like, what?
Right.
He's like, I'm like, you said it was $350.
Not even close.
Right. And he's like, now, $1,800. And I'm like, okay. So, now this is the original guy that I talked to, not the new plumber, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? Come back during the week. We'll discuss. I don't remember what I said, but I'm like, I'm not doing that right now.
Yeah.
Whatever. So then he shows up at my house at like, I don't know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Looking for you.
Right. Like, well, who's going to be home at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, man?
Yeah. Mm. And didn't you say something about cash only, too? That was part of the
cash
deal?
Only, no Venmo.
No checks, no Venmo.
I said, do you have receipts for the stuff you bought?
Oh, yeah, that was the other part.
No. Don't have any receipts. I'm like, all right. So you don't have any receipts, and it's 6 times the quote you gave me, and you never called me and told me that it was
going to
be more.
It's going up a little bit more. Are you still good with this? We're
right.
Up to this much. We're up to 800. You still
right.
Good? Yeah, you need to get a warning. You need several warnings. Unless he just tells you, look, this is an $1,800 job and you okay
right.
It. But otherwise, he needs to be telling you is that price is going up. It's
right.
Going up.
Hey, I'm going to buy stuff. It's going to cost this much. Here's every other handy guy that I've worked with, and, you know, it's been Kenny and other people.
Yeah.
This isn't Kenny, by the way. Other people, they would, if I wasn't home, they would sit like, hey, I'm going to buy this and send me a picture of the receipt.
Yeah.
It was $42. You're going to owe me the $42 on top of whatever hourly wage is going to take to put this in. That's just the way it works.
Yeah.
So I don't get anything. No receipts, $1,800, that's it. This guy, he comes to my house. I don't call him. I'm like, I'm not dodging him, but I'm not chasing you down because I know we're going to have to discuss it. So then I get a text from the guy who was in my house.
Okay.
And he's like, hey, this other guy asked me to collect the money.
So
and I'm like...
He's the collector. He's the enforcer.
And I'm like, all right. He's like, it's $1,800. And I'm like, you told me it was $300 or $350. And then it just jumped to $1,800. I'm like, that's not cool.
That's not okay.
Right. And then he's like, I spoke to you face to face and told you it was $1,800. And I was like, you told me it would be $1,800 if you were a plumber, and the work was already done.
Right.
You didn't give me...
Not the same.
Not the same. You told me afterwards that it was $1,800
worth of work.
To my face,
that's fine.
Right.
It still makes no difference.
But you didn't tell me anything before that it was going up to $1,800. You just told me the work's done. I got to put a little glue on here. And now it's $1,800. This guy literally is like, you're a thief and a liar. You're a con man.
Oh.
You're a bad person.
Oh, this is over the phone?
Yes. You're trying to steal from people.
Wow.
You know, these guys
won't be coming back to do any handiwork.
Everything. Like, but basically just that I'm a thief and a liar. He even said at one point that he was going to come by with some of his buddies.
Oh, the old-fashioned, not taking Judge Judy.
And I said, are you threatening me? And he's like, oh, what do you mean? And I was like, we both know what that text means.
Yeah.
So anyway, we ended up talking on the phone, and we were screaming at each other. Like midnight, screaming at each other.
This call is happening late at night?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, I talked him down. I just said, look, man, I'm not paying you $1,800, whatever. And then I was like, plus, you know, it knocks now.
It doesn't work. That's
it doesn't
the big
work.
Part
it knocks,
of this story.
And the water pressure to my sinks, which was never a problem, has no water pressure.
Yeah.
Now, I had talked, because we had talked about that, I talked to another plumber, and he told me what happened and explained it to me. So I said, well, now I got to have another plumber come over and take a look at all this stuff. He's like, well, I'll come over and meet him. And we can all powwow and talk. I'm using his words, and talk, and he can tell me what I did wrong. I'm like, how uncomfortable
is that? Is that like a threat? Or is it... I'm confused. Like, do you think that meant, well, I'll come over, I'd like him to show me what went wrong. That sort of thing?
Yes.
Or is it like, well, I'll come over because I need to learn from my mistakes?
No, I didn't feel like. I think he was like, he can show me and we can all talk about it.
I'd love to know.
And I said, well, there's just some things that the guy had written in the email to me that he thought, using terms like hammer guard and PVC
plumber
pipe
stuff,
as opposed to, he took out copper pipe and didn't put in the hammer guards, he's pretty sure, and just that kind of stuff. So I just mentioned, then he went quiet. I said, well, this is what he said. I said, plus, I'm not bringing you over with another, like, that guy didn't do anything.
I don't want you over again.
By
period.
The way, also, that guy didn't do anything. Like, why is that guy got to come and deal with
you? Now
you
want to kick his ass, right?
Yeah. Like, and then you can, tell him that he's doing it wrong?
Daring,
like, what are we talking
question
about?
Your ability. Also, you're not a plumber, you already mentioned that.
Right.
So, okay.
So I ended up paying him some.
But not all.
No, I paid him close to $1,000.
Ugh, still quite a spike from the $350 or whatever it was that he had originally quoted. And now you have to have somebody come back out and fix it, which it's real nice that they patched that panel up and all, but assuming that now they're going to have to get back in there. I don't know, how expensive
the job is,
but because I texted my plumbing buddy, and he's like, well, if they left that access panel, when they got into the wall, I think I know what's going on there. As long as they left the access panel, shouldn't be a big deal. If they didn't, I'll have to cut into the wall again. I'm like,
is that what he said?
Yeah. And I was like, well, I hope they left the panel. That's
they did
why
not.
I asked you. Yeah. He's still saying, like, it's not the end of the world, but I don't know what, that means.
Yeah.
Because when you go from a $350 job to a $1,000 job, it's already kind of the end of the world.
It
you
is.
You kind of like it to be behind you. So when someone says, oh, no big deal, I can cut it back out.
And it's not leaking now, and there is water coming out of the sinks. Like, it's not like you can't brush your teeth, but you're like, oh, this is really low water pressure.
Right, it's not how it's supposed to work.
Plus, this guy was adamant that just telling me it was $1,800 after the work was done was him telling me. Like, he was adamant that I was trying to steal from him.
Right, that's not how
it
works.
I'm like, dude, that is not... I've never been in any business where that's how it works.
Ever. You never...
No business.
Ever.
If I tell you, hey, it's $350, and then all of a sudden, if it goes to $400, maybe. Maybe.
Well, and they'll give you ranges sometimes.
Right.
You get a quote for any type of work done, especially if it's construction or things like that. You can have a range, and they say it could be this much, and then I charge this much by the hour if this goes wrong. But they always give you the option. The worst case scenario should be that they stop halfway through because you don't trust them to finish it. You don't want to give them any more money, and they haven't fixed it. That does happen sometimes.
Of
like,
course.
I ran into a lot of problems, and you say stop.
Yeah.
You stop, okay, I'm just going to have someone else.
Give you
I'll
the
pay for what you've done.
And, right,
yes,
exactly.
And I'll bring someone else in. But not done now. This is how much it ended up costing.
Yeah, done.
So that's all fair, right? I mean, I said $350, but I told you $1,800 when it was done. after I finish the work. No, that's
and
not
then
how
you're
it
just gonna call
all.
Me like text me and tell me I'm a liar and a thief
and scream at you
a piece
on
of
the
ass.
Phone at
yeah.
night. Yeah. Well, so
unreal.
Your reputation around town has been tarnished, huh? This guy going around telling
I guess.
I don't know who he runs with. As long as it doesn't get back to our handyman.
Well, I can't imagine.
Could you imagine if something like that happened with our handyman? There's just no way.
No, he always
he
was like, hey.
He wouldn't do that.
No, he's always like, even when the other day, when he came in and did the kitchen, you know, I was like, I can't find, I wanted a black bar countertop.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I can't find a black bar countertop. So I looked one up, I'm like, here you go. Then he gets to Home Depot and he's like, yeah, it's what I feared, they're not stained. So they're just showing you a picture of what you could do it. He's like, so if you want me to buy this one, I will. But then I'll have to buy the stain.
Cost.
This is what the stain costs, and then it's going to be an extra hour of labor. I'm like, yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
But that's what you say.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway.
I
felt like I was
going
to have to fight this guy.
Coming over and yelling at you on the front porch. He would never do that, or calling you late at night.
No.
Yeah. Well, so this guy's out of your life now?
I think so, yeah.
His buddies aren't coming over?
Yeah, I was like, man, I'm not. First, I'm not scared. Like. There's a part of me that wants you to come over.
The guy sounds unhinged. That
he was definitely unhinged.
And that does freak me out.
Definitely unhinged.
You already know where I live now. You've been into my home, and now you're talking about coming over with your buddies.
Right.
I've got kids at the house. Like, that would freak me out a little bit.
Right.
I don't know at what point you say, you know, I'm going to draw a line here. If anything else happens, I'm getting authorities involved.
Right.
We're too old to be playing this game. There's no reason for you to be coming over to my house trying to shake me down or threatening to come over with buddies to get money. No.
But then when I told him I'd pay for it, the other guy, the original guy that I did the work with, that I did the deal with, he came over and got it, not the other guy. So I'm like, all right, I don't even understand.
Maybe the other guy's like, I can't do it if I go over there. I'm going to start swinging. You'll have to do it. I'm too
upset. Or maybe the other guy paid him. I have no idea.
Now, when it was all over, they didn't say, like, now we'd love you to fill out a Google review.
No.
Nothing like that. They knew that your business
is
done.
And there's no company that
I could. You.
Like, I'd love to talk smack on them. There's no company.
Yeah.
That I could even talk
about. Just a guy who showed. So there's no company logo on the side of the truck. Or it's just somebody who shows up.
Yeah.
That was recommended. Did you at least get word back to the trusted person who recommended?
I did.
Okay. And what did he say?
He didn't understand because he's like, I do work with this guy all the time,
and it's
never goes
problem.
Wrong. I'm like, my thought is that because he said he was going to come during the week. And he didn't. And then he came on a Saturday. Maybe he was super busy. And he hired a guy that he doesn't hire all the time.
Maybe.
Sure.
Yeah, charges you a time and a half for the weekend. I don't know. But whatever the case, put that guy in your rear view.
Yeah.
Let him know. I mean, I wouldn't think that there's any reason that he would show back up. But if that guy texts you or calls you again. And, you know, if you need any handiwork done around the house that's not from a specific trade, like a plumber, right, or an electrician, then just go with our handyman. Even if he's retired, just call him. Don't call anyone else to do odd jobs around the house ever again.
That was a bad experience.
It sounds horrible. That's why you don't do that. Don't do it again. Did you tell Kenny?
No.
Did you tell him what happened?
I've never embarrassed myself. I went with somebody else.
I think you should tell him what happened. I think you should have a confession.
Well, there was one point when he was showing me, because Kenny had done some work beforehand.
Yeah.
And when this guy was showing me what he did, he's like, well, you know, whoever came in here before me, you know, they really screwed it up. Just don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're doing. And I'm like, man, this guy's built like half this house.
Right, exactly.
And I just didn't call him because he's tired. Like, I'm like, it's just not true.
Yep.
It's not true.
Never had a problem.
And so I said to him, I said, you know what? Well, I'm going to call him over, you know, later in the week and just mention to him. He's like, oh, no, I wouldn't say anything to him.
Yeah, I bet you wouldn't.
I bet, right.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, like, the whole thing was shady. Like, oh, he did this wrong. Totally fine calling Kenny and be like, hey, man, I had somebody else come over and they said, you know what I mean? This was the deal.
Yeah.
And I feel like he'd be like, oh, damn, all right, I'll fix it. You know what I mean? Of course.
Absolutely.
But I knew that there was nothing wrong. I knew he didn't do anything wrong. He's never made a mistake in his life.
No. This guy's a criminal, it sounds like.
Right. And so he's talking about all the stuff that he had to fix because of the last guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't believe it. And then when I said, well, you know, I'll call him and see what he did, I can ask him exactly what he did so you can know. Oh, no, I wouldn't call him.
Yeah.
You know, just let it go. Just don't hire him again.
But then
like,
later,
I'm not hiring you again.
And then later it's like, but bring that plumber over. Let's hash it out. Like,
right.
The Church of Laszlo.
What's going on?
You talking about your plumber problem or handyman problem or whatever. I saw people talking online about. It's just a regular Ask Reddit thing. When you bought your first house, what are little things, or at least things that you thought were going to be little things, that turned out to be huge things, or maybe even become the bane of your existence because you didn't know, because you'd never owned a home before?
The first one, my dad loved, not maybe it was just because he wanted to get outside away from us, which I understand that. My dad on the weekends was always outside, cutting the lawn, planting flowers, trimming the bushes, like taking care of the outside of the house. He did it all weekend long, every weekend.
He was a landscape guy and he liked doing it.
I guess, you know, and I hated it.
Yeah.
So I never really did it with him. I'm not interested, you know. Sometimes he'd make me, but if he didn't make me, then I wasn't doing it. That.
Just
outside landscape, just maintenance, like weeds.
It never ends.
So I will say, I mean, thank God when we got one, I got SK Lawn.
Yeah.
And that guy comes over and takes care of it. I'm being honest. If you need a lawn guy, that SK Lawn is legit, man. That guy comes over. They drove by my house today. Like, sometimes I see them, they just drive by to see if it needs to be cut.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, man. So that was like off
worth
my plate.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a huge thing.
I fear the day when he calls me and says, hey, man, I can't do it anymore. I'm like, no.
That's what happened to me. Mine retired.
No.
Got out of the business completely. But you also, after you become a homeowner.
JXM, you use SK Lawn too?
You get to a point where
on Twitch use them as well.
I'll walk through my neighborhood and I'll see someone has done some landscaping and I go, oh my God, look at that. Like they put a little retaining wall there out of bricks and they put flowers. I really don't like that I notice that now. I don't like that I've become a person who notices that, but I can't help but look at that now and go, oh my God, wow, good for them. That looks good. I wonder if I could get someone to do something like that, or if I could figure out how to do something like that. So that's landscaping is one for sure. I have a small yard in it, so on. But I guess the thing about landscaping, and one of the things that was on this list for sure, is trees. Because moving into a neighborhood with big old trees, I thought, this is great. They look so great. I grew up in a new
subdivision. I have a dead tree
subdivision.
In my front yard.
It sucks, doesn't it?
I'm just looking at it.
Knowing,
like, I need to cut that down, but I know it's going to be too expensive.
It costs a fortune. It costs a fortune to get rid
of it. It's got mulch around it. Like, the bottom of it looks nice. That's good.
Yeah.
I look up and like, there's no leaves on this goddamn thing.
Mine's going to fall. It could have fallen. I mean, really, since I left the house, it's been ready to fall for a couple of years now. When I bought the house, I knew it needed to go. Our realtor buddy told me, he's like, that needs to go. So I said, well, tell them that it needs to go. And I told the seller, and they're like, we'll just knock some money off. And I was like, okay, that's fine. That was a dumb decision because I should have just said, no, go ahead and do it, and we'll pay the regular price, the price that you're asking, because I'm not going to think to do it because it doesn't seem like an emergency. Becomes an emergency when you start to learn the damage that it does. I mean, when I moved in, I remember someone telling me, probably my mother or one of my brothers, hey, that little tree over there is growing too close to your house. Now, we're talking about, you know, it was like, I don't know, 4 feet tall or something. I was like, okay, it's growing too close to the house, whatever.
Right.
And I didn't really think much of it. And then every now and then someone might say, hey, that tree's growing pretty close to the house. You might want to get rid of that. Like, okay, I'll get rid of it. Now it's to the point where it's a major problem. It's way too close to the house. No one planted it there. I thought that someone planted it there. So when people said it's too close to the house, I thought, what do you know? The guy who sold the house, he owned a lot of homes, a lot of rental properties. He wouldn't plant that there. It never dawned on me that trees can grow without human intervention, that it was just growing there. And that's what people meant when they said it's too close to the house. I thought it was planted there for a reason, like a nice little, it's up against the corner. It's for privacy. Right. Now it's growing into my gutters, my neighbor's gutters, and I have been trying to poison this thing for the last 2 years. I've watched YouTube tutorials. It works great on YouTube. They drill holes down into the tree. They fill it full of Roundup, and it dies. Mine doesn't die. It just keeps living, and it's probably giving my dogs cancer with all of this carcinogenic goo spilling down the base of the tree. But yeah, trees are a huge one. And every single year when fall comes around, you have a massive cleanup on your hands, which I get to the point where I was like, I'm just not. I mean, it costs hundreds of dollars. The best price I could find to get all of mine cleaned up, and we're talking every year, was like $350 to clean up leaves. So I was like, well, I'm just going to let them sit.
Well, what am I going to do about this goddamn tree?
Well,
can I just cut it down myself?
Is it going to, like, is it leaning like it's going to fall?
No, it still looks like it's strong.
Then leave it. Just leave it. Until the HOA says something, just leave it. Mine is leaning. It's going to fall on the power lines. And then it's going to be an insurance claim and all that stuff. It's going to end up costing me more. But I got the guy to come out and look at it, right? I brought a guy out. I had to do research. I tried to find someone. People had helped recommend tree people. I went through messages on Instagram. Had a guy come down, look at it. He looked at it, and he's like, that's too close to the power lines. We can't do it. I'm like,
mine would
am I
be easy
to do?
I think I might just get a chainsaw and cut it down myself, see what happens.
How big around are we talking, the base of this thing, at its biggest? Are we talking like this big around?
No, like maybe this big?
It's pretty tall. Pretty big, though.
Yeah, it's got to be 20 feet tall.
I bet that's not as expensive then as you would. It's the big, giant, old sycamores that can cost you a few thousand dollars. You might be able to get that done for under a grand.
Under a grand?
Well, I know.
You want me to drink?
I know. And then the stump grinding, whatever the hell that is.
Well, I wouldn't do that. I could just do. I know how to take care of that. I've had a tree cut down before and taken care of it.
I was looking through this thread, and one of the things I saw someone said, it's actually the top thing, was they were talking about bamboo. They said someone before they moved into this house planted this invasive bamboo. And it started growing in the backyard, and it started spreading wildly.
People do that.
And got into the pool and the foundation of the house.
People do that to get back at their neighbors. If you have crappy neighbors, you throw bamboo in there.
I didn't know that.
You put it in their yard, and it ruins everything.
I had no idea. Yeah. Ruins the foundation, apparently.
Yeah.
When Brooke was renting a house, she had problems with the plumbing. And I was over there, and they kept calling this plumber to come out. And this guy, I mean, Lazo, the guy was using some sort of, I don't know anything about plumbing, I know people will laugh, but he was literally going through the yard, and he was cutting up branches that had grown through pipes in the yard, because the house is old. It's like 100 years old, which my house is 100 years old. So this stuff happens. And when I saw the work that this guy was doing and the fact that what he's describing to me is cutting up, I mean, tree trunks and branches that are growing through pipes throughout the entire yard, I remember thinking, oh my God, because of course at that point I already owned a home. And I thought, if this ever happened to me, I would just have to sell the place. Now I know in this instance she was renting, so her landlords had to pay it. And I'm thinking, why are the landlords even paying to do this?
Yeah.
This has got to cost thousands. And this guy's out here day after day after day, and he's cutting up branches inside old pipes and replacing pipes in the yard. If you ever drive by someone's house and you see their entire front or backyard dug up with those backhoes out there, you ever seen one of those houses where somebody's got major plumbing issues in their yard and they dug up a whole yard?
Giant old trees because of the golf course.
I see that, and I just think, how did these people survive this? How did they not move? I mean, maybe insurance covers it, because again, I don't know a lot about this stuff. That should be evident. But I see that, and I think that's got to be tens of thousands of dollars. And in that case, I would just move. I mean, there's no way.
Just burn it all down.
One of the other top things people said on this, things that surprised them, was how hard it is to find a reliable, affordable handyman. Someone to do small jobs. And you thought, by the way, you had one.
I had one.
And it just so happened that it was the first one that was recommended to you.
Yeah, and
you've
had it for years. Everybody.
So when they recommend a second one, you think, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, right? He was recommended, and what happened? Yeah. What happened was, this
it
guy threatened your family.
Thing. Yeah.
Right. So and every time we talk about our handyman on the air, people start asking for his number. Yeah. I don't give it.
No, me neither.
I'm like, no, I don't need. It's already somewhat difficult sometimes.
Yeah.
He can be busy, and it can take him a couple weeks.
I think if you asked him, hey, can I give you a number, he'd say no.
Yeah, I don't think he needs probably the business. It's like good lawn people. They say that my lawn guy said the same thing for years. Man, I've got more business than I can handle. Because once you find that person as a homeowner, you don't let that person go. In your case, I can understand you got lucky with the first one, like we said, so you don't realize, hey, this is harder than you think. And then, so right after the handyman, it's the good plumber. How hard it is to find a good plumber, because a plumber is like a mechanic, right? You don't know what the hell they're talking about. He needs a hammer for the PVC because of the old copper.
Right.
You just have to believe them.
That's it.
And hope they're telling the truth. But they could be coming over, and they could be cutting holes in walls just to make it look like a big job. I could come over to your house, cut a hole in the wall. I could figure out how to cut a hole in the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And then start banging around back there, with a rubber mallet, and you just hear, bang, 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 bang. Like, this is a huge job. Come upstairs sweating, like, it's going to be like 10 grand.
Right.
And odds are, for a lot of people,
they just be like, okay.
A lot of people will just pay it, especially if they get a look at the lay of the land. They say, all right, this is the neighborhood, this is the house, I think this person will probably pay me about this much for a job. It's like mechanics, and the thing about, everyone knows how hard it is to find a good mechanic, but with the house there's like 100 different types of mechanics that you need. The overall handyman, then you need the plumber, then you need the HVAC person, there's a specialist for everything. You need the lawn guy, but beyond just the lawn guy, you need the person who can actually take the tree down.
Yeah.
Oh, we take the tree down, but we don't do the stump grinding. That's its own thing. Stump grinding is a thing? And by the time you get all that stuff figured out, or you think you've got it figured out, what happens? They tell you, your roof is leaking. Ugh. And you go, this roof was new. And like, it was new 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And suddenly that time has just flown by. You need a new roof. I don't know what a new roof costs. I don't want to know.
A lot.
But it's something that I'm going to have to try. When it goes, I'm going to have to try and get up there and fix on my own. Find that leak and patch it up, because whatever it costs, I know it's too much. Then people say, well, why do you want to own a home? I know people who say, owning sounds
that's
horrible. You know, renting, it's
well,
just
you're
peace of
you're
mind.
Make
you
some money off of it
cost. Exactly.
But I don't know if you do by the time you have all the pennies you've sucked into the goddamn thing.
Who knows? Right. I guess it depends on what kind of person you are with your finances, how you save your money, how you invest your money.
Yeah, you might save money and be just the
same. But for a lot
of
schmucks, if you can buy a house, for a lot of schmucks like us, if you can buy a house, it's probably
goddamn mortgage payment is always just a noose around your neck.
Well, I know, but
month.
So's rent, right? I mean, rent's expensive.
Yeah, but at least rent, like, you're like, well, I'll just leave.
I can get kicked out. Yeah,
I can just leave. Like, who cares? Yeah. I'll just leave. Yeah. Here, you're like, I can't just leave. They're going to take me to court and take all the equity I have. They're like,
and your credit's done forever.
Right.
One of the other top things people said was windows. I knew that when, like, I'd heard people talk about windows. I knew there were windows salesmen. I'd seen the commercials on TV. So I kind of thought about windows when I got the house. But once again, I didn't actually know. I thought that when you went to buy windows, it was because you wanted some fancy new type of window, right? I want a new window that does a better job of keeping the house cool or warm, whatever. You know, better insulation. I want a window that does the thing that, you know, has a little handle that spins and it pops open like this because I've got kids. I didn't know that windows just rot out after a certain amount of time and have to be replaced. I thought people were replacing the windows because they wanted a different type of window.
No.
And I thought when I got my house, well, I don't have to worry about that. I'm fine with regular windows.
I had new windows in my house when I moved in.
Well, that's you know, part of the thing, too. I was lucky that because it's such an old house, they did a lot of things. The roof was new. The AC was new. And it's crazy how that stuff suddenly isn't new anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And some of that stuff, like hot water heaters, you go, no, it's new. And people say they only last about, you know, sometimes they only last like 3 to 6 years. What? I mean, some of that stuff that just doesn't make any sense. Like, why wouldn't this thing last longer than that? Why can't you buy one that's made to last? Well, that, you know, you hope they last longer. Sometimes you get lucky in the last 20 years, but a lot of times they only last 5-6 years. It's same with the mower, by the way. When I got my house and I got this new mower as a gift, and it was a Toro mower and everything, I'd use it for like 3 years and it wasn't working. I took it to the store and they're like, yeah, well, you know, this model, it's probably time to replace it. I'm like, no, it's brand new.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's like 3 years old. I'm like, That's how long it's supposed to last. So I mean, the list of things that you could
it's horrible
that you could come up with.
But that's almost like just becoming an adult.
Existence. It is
like laundry.
It's everything.
Like when I was a kid, we had a chute in my house from the upstairs and went down to the very basement,
which I want to build. I want to have a chute because I just throw stuff down the steps and I want to build a slide.
Right. You open up the chute and you throw your clothes down there, and then they magically appeared back in my closet clean.
Right.
When I started living on my own, I'm like, "Where's the magic chute?"
Yeah.
All I got is a magic shower.
More. Yeah.
I don't have a magic shoe.
Which is worth something.
I mean, the magic shower was, when you're looking, you know, for those things in your house, you know, a shower that you can get into, and before you get out, the person that was there during the night leaves.
It's valuable.
It's valuable. Unfortunately, over the summer, we found out that sometimes they end up in those donation bins.
Yeah.
But you can't really control where they go.
No, and that's not your fault.
No.
That's part of the deal. If you read the fine print coming into the house, that's part of the deal.
Right.
Someone came up with a rule of thumb, or I don't know if they came up with it, but they say there is a rule of thumb for when you buy it, when you're looking at houses. So if you're out there looking for a house and you hear us complaining about it, don't let us scare you away from it. Part of it, too, is that we don't know how to fix anything ourselves.
Right.
For plenty of people out there can fix stuff on their own. They realize that there's endless pages of tutorials on YouTube that'll tell you
everything.
Yes,
Kenny built the magic shower for me.
That's right. But they say this is the rule of thumb. Large pool, a lot of work you have to clean.
Yeah, but it'd be worth it.
A lot of people want a pool. You remember when you were looking at a house? This shows you how little we knew. You were looking at a house that had a tree in the middle of the house. You're like, that's cool.
It would be really cool.
We thought it was so cool.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, oh my God. I'm glad you can buy that house with a tree in the middle of it. Large pool means you got to do a lot of cleaning, a lot of maintenance. Large driveway means you'll have to shovel it and resurface it at some point. Yeah, concrete's a whole other thing. I just look at it and go, how often am I supposed to do this? I need concrete.
Mine's
so
cracked
bad.
And uneven. I don't.
Mine's
whatever.
Mine's terrible. Like, I know it's bad enough that people told me, "Hey, your postal worker could sue you if they tripped on this because there's chunks of it falling apart now for your walkway." And I'm like, I know, but it's like I got a million other things. I need to get the AC working first, right?
Right.
Large yard, you got to mow it. Large deck, you have to paint it every year. Yeah, I didn't know that part. I made my deck bigger. When I got the house, I was like, well, let's make the deck bigger. Brought my friend over. We made the deck bigger. Never use the deck, ever. Don't have friends that come over. Never use the deck.
Yeah.
And every year you got to paint that thing. I didn't the last couple years, and now I'm ready to just knock it down and go back
Why?
To the
What's
old
wrong with it?
It's just rotted out. I went like two or three years without... you know, staining under.
Are you supposed to every year?
Yeah, and it's just gotten old. I mean, it's been long enough. Three bathrooms, three times the cleaning.
That's true.
Lots of windows, lots of cleaning, lots of mature trees, lots of extra work. Yeah, no kidding. Thanks. Yep. Lots of mature fruit trees, bees, wasps, bees, bugs everywhere. Mm. Okay, that's the least of my concerns. And then large high roof with cool architecture effects, super expensive to work on and reshingle and re-roof. And any type of skylights, like in the living room, bathroom, it will leak.
I do like that, Danny. If you get a big house, she's right. If you are in a mansion, a giant house, I know they say more rooms to clean. It's like, yeah, but more rooms to go to that are clean.
Exactly.
I'm like, I destroyed this living room. Let me go to the West Wing into that living room.
Yeah.
Plus, I'm guessing if you're buying those big, huge mansions, you got someone cleaning.
You got someone doing it for you. That's just it, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, whether it's a leak in the skylight or whatever, I'll go into the bathroom that doesn't have a leak.
Right,
in the skylight.
Exactly.
But I
don't
want
to see that anymore.
That's the paradox: is that once you have enough money for a place like that, you're not worried about the roof needing.
All of a sudden,
replaced.
You have a magic chute.
Yep. You've got
honestly,
it all
you got
back
a magic chute because you're like, everything. Oh, I don't know what I do with my clothes.
Yep.
I just throw them down here, and somehow they end up back in my drawer.
Yeah. But hey. You wouldn't trade it, right? I mean, you're so glad you did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah. I don't want this to sound like an anti...
I mean, I'm behind on my mortgage right now. I need to pay it Friday, so... Within a month.
A
I mean,
bit.
You know, 15 days behind.
Give you a little leeway there before they start dinging your credit.
Well, my buddy said it's a long time in Kansas.
Well, in Kansas, you're protected from them taking you out of your home for like, yeah.
Right.
I know someone who didn't pay their mortgage for 8 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, so don't start getting any ideas.
Right.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What are you doing?
I found out that you're in the minority here, my man. As a matter of fact, of all people.
Because I'm a Jew?
2%. Only 2% of people agreed with you because I know that you've said in the past... Raising a kid isn't as expensive as people make it out to be.
Yeah.
But I was looking at this thing that they put out today, and they asked parents, has raising your kid been far more expensive than expected? Strongly agree was the top answer with 41%. Okay. Somewhat agree, 33%. Neither agree or disagree, 18%. Strongly disagree, only 2%. Which I think you would have been in that strongly disagree category because you said
just
people
disagree.
Just disagree?
Just because
and then that's 5%.
It is much more expensive. It's really expensive. Don't get me wrong. It's horribly expensive to raise kids. Like, just the extra food alone. That's not even talking shoes and pants and school and sports and everything else. Like, it is horribly expensive. The only thing is that everybody told me how expensive it was going to be, and so I was like, well, goddamn. I thought when I first had kids, the way they talked about how expensive diapers were, I was like, well, this is $40,000 a year.
Right.
Like, I really was like, well, I don't know how much I need to put aside for diapers, but it's in the tens of thousands.
Diapers is the main thing they talk about with babies, right? That's the thing you fear.
Yeah. I mean, it gets more expensive as they get older. It's like car insurance and all the other stuff. Like, it really starts to add up. But diapers aren't as expensive as they're expensive. They're just not as expensive
as
I feared.
Because you thought it was going to break the bank.
Right. And onesies. And you know what I mean? I thought it was going to be, yeah.
They should break it down into a little tighter age groups here because they just do kids under 18. But children under 18, they say it costs $11,505 per year per child. So a little over $11,000 per year
cheap.
Per child. That sounds like that's probably on the low end.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing just based on what a lot of these parents said, who are talking about feeling financially strapped, they're probably not buying a ton of extras for their kids. Now, some of them are because they get into that. But $11,505, I think about just like, you know, they have points at the vape shop when I go in there. I get my you know, over-the-counter nicotine stuff and all that. And it's $1 a point. So when they tell me how many points, and then I use up the points to get discounts on things, and the points start over again, right? I just got to go in there and get pots. When I, you know, it's always like somewhere as low as $16, as much as maybe $100. That would be like the most expensive. But I have to go in there quite a bit. And when they tell me, when I realize that it was a dollar point, I'm like, wait, are you telling me that I spent that much money here in the year? And they go, no, no, I'm telling you that you spent that much money here since the last time you used up all your points.
Right.
So whenever the last time was you took that $30 discount that we offered you, that's how much you spent since then. Whoa. So I can only imagine that having a kid would be... could be a lot more expensive than $11,000 a year.
And when they get older, you're starting to put gas in their car. You know, right. You're paying for sports, you know, all those things. It does get super expensive. So I don't want to tell people, it is crazy expensive to have kids. It just, you know, later on maybe in their teen years, it's more expensive than I thought probably. But as babies, it wasn't as expensive as I thought.
Which is when you're...
It was still expensive, but it just wasn't. I was
most scared.
Freaked out.
Everyone's telling you it's going to be expensive, and you don't... You've never been a parent at that point with your first kid.
Yeah, so I asked my dad. I remember calling him, like, how many times do I got to change his clothes? He's like, I don't know, like, seven times. I'm like, seven times a day?
For babies?
He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, Jesus. I had so many clothes.
I have to buy seven outfits?
For a day.
Right.
I had, like, 100... onesies and pairs of pants all set and ready to go because I thought I'd have to do it. I had clothes that I gave Meredith.
That's why people
that I never opened.
That's why people give clothes.
Yeah.
Because they're only wearing them for however long.
I don't know
how fast they grow, but I'm guessing they can't wear those clothes for very long. Well, they said over half of the people they talked to, of the parents they talked to, said that they've gone into debt to pay for child-related expenses.
Oh, yeah, but, me too, for sure.
But they said over 70% of those people said they don't regret it.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, there's that. Because if I look at the points at the head shop, I might regret some of that sometimes. Like, what?
Not enough to not go back in there.
No, but the reason I keep bringing that up is because that would be... Since I don't have kids, I think, okay, if I had kids, you know, talking about how expensive it is, what are things that I could cut? What would be the things that you'd have to cut?
I know people on Twitter saying your dad was effing with you. I think he really thought that. I just don't think he ever changed me when I was a kid.
He's like, well,
they crap their pants and they spit up on each other. I don't know. Like once every few hours, probably going to need seven of those
things. Should have asked your mom. Yeah.
Right.
No, I'm just thinking of things that I can cut. What are those things that you can cut so that you can afford to have a kid? The things that you don't have to have. Where you could save some of that money, and that money could go back towards having kids. So the first thing I think of is, of course, the head shop. But that's why I bring it up. Obviously, eating out is a big one for a lot of people. I just don't really eat out very much at all.
Yeah,
so.
But now think about it if you have two kids.
Yeah.
So it's much easier to cook for two people than it is four.
Yeah. Or even three.
Right. So now think about doing it every day. Like you need to do it. You need to make them dinner. Like, that's one thing they didn't warn you about that they should. Like, 90% of my life...
figuring out what to eat for the
how
day,
to make
and
it,
and then how
what
to make it,
like,
and then making
and then
it.
When to have time to do it, and then in between their activities, making sure that they're fed, and not just spending $700 on, Uber Eats to bring me the food. So you're like, well, God damn, what I got to stop at the grocery store? Then, like, I've worked.
Yeah.
I know I don't have a hard job. For people who have a really hard job, I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Like,
and
man.
It's one thing if I want to eat Walmart brand sliders, fake White Castle, frozen White Castle burgers, every night of the week for a week. But when you have kids, I'm sure there's a little bit of pressure there to say, I should be feeding my kids better than that. I would like to feed my kids at least somewhat healthy food once in a while. If I choose to eat Hungry Man dinners every night, that's fine, but I shouldn't be putting that on my kids.
Right.
There's plenty
of times where I'll stop by the grocery store and be like, you know what I want? I'm going to make myself a sub and potato salad.
Yeah.
I can't really just be like, hey, kid, just grab a spoon and eat out of this potato salad thing.
Right.
It's just things you can't do. You're a dad. You're like, all right, I got to cook something.
Yeah.
I'll just grab half a sub and a carton of potato salad and be like, it's fine. It's dinner.
And, I mean, again, I would assume that part of that is you think, maybe not, though. I would think that you're thinking about health. I know there's the parents who are full organic and all that sort of thing. So there's definitely parents
who
are
like, I'm not doing
that. My parents, I guess, weren't
that worried
about that.
But I am thinking, like, we should, have...
My parents just wanted me to eat, I guess.
I guess I am. Like, to a degree. I'm like, all right, we'll have, salmon and rice, and I need to make a vegetable.
Try to keep it somewhat diverse.
Within what my mother taught me to some degree.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, all right, we're going to have... chicken and rice and peas. Like, well, I don't know what
you
the hell.
You start to learn the limitations real quick. Like, there's only this many meats.
Oh, my kids say that I am also a much better cook now.
I'm sure.
Than when we first got divorced.
I'm sure.
But it's not that. is that when we first got divorced, I would like be in here looking up recipes to try to make something. Like, I got to make something great. They're like, after a while, I was like, they're like, quit with the ginger chicken with the parsley basil glaze. I'm like, all right. They're like, just.
It doesn't work.
Right. Cook a steak on the grill and put some rice in there and then put some peas on the plate. I'm like, all right.
Oh, man. Ready rice, 90 second rice.
It's everything.
I eat it at least 3-4 times a week. Oh. And I eat it all the time.
It's, yeah, Uncle Ben's. Or something. Uncle Ben's.
Any brand that they send, I don't care. Sometimes it's the quinoa and rice, whatever. Anything that comes in one of those bags.
Yeah, 90 seconds in the microwave.
The frozen vegetables.
You cook a steak.
You steam in the bag.
Right. Boom.
But I
do
one
like
of those
canned vegetables better, but.
Well, that's what we grew up eating. Yeah. But.
But I do this. I do those steamed in the bag because it's easier.
Yeah. And my girlfriend.
But the other day,
better,
I pulled my dad's old trick, man, and that is legit. You take that big can of corn, and you drain it, and then you put butter in it, and then you put, like, you know, you put Mexican seasonings, whatever kind you want. Doesn't matter to me. You put that in that corn, and then put that whole can on the grill so it gets smoky inside there.
I don't think we ever did that.
Oh, really? My dad would do it all the time.
Cheese and corn.
No, so you just put that can in there and just let it sit the whole time that you're cooking everything, and then just pour that out, and it's like barbecued corn on the cob, only you didn't do any work at all.
Never did that. I'll have to try that.
Next time you try it, you ever cook on the grill?
I mean, I used to, but it's just so hot here, and there's so many bugs, and I don't know.
I put it in my driveway. I cook out of my driveway. It's perfect.
Now they say,
I was thinking, like, oh, I'm good.
They say men.
I was thinking I had the kids today. I need to do that. And it's raining. I can't cook out. In the summer, after a while, they're like, Jesus Christ, dude, we have
everything's on the grill.
Yeah.
That's a lot of kebabs, Dad. A lot of cans of corn. They say that dads spend more than moms. Dads with young kids. So if the average, like $11,000 or whatever, men with young kids spend the most because they spend like $14,000 per child. And I don't know why. Dads are spending more than moms, if that's because of the Disney dad thing or what. But for whatever reason, dads do spend more than moms on their kids. And I would say, I mean, they broke it down, but it was something like 70-some percent, if not more, our parents said. They admit that they have spent money in an effort to try and keep up with what other kids are getting from their parents. Well, of course, I would think that's like 100%, right?
Everybody does.
Even if it was...
Like at least shoes. A
tiny bit. Yeah, maybe you just bought that one pair of name brand shoes. I don't care how broke you are. At some point you bought trying to help them fit in. So that number, I think, should be 100%. But you know what? People don't regret it. The bottom line is that when they went through all this and broke down all the debt and the student loan debts and everything that you can spend money on raising a kid, most of the parents said they didn't regret it, that they didn't regret going into debt for their kids.
Oh, no.
So
No.
There you have it.
I probably spent more money on stuff that they didn't need. But at the time, that happened. We laugh about it now. They're like, how much does it go to college? I'm like, it's all those skins I bought you in Fortnite.
Yeah.
Literally. They're like, you probably spent thousands of dollars on that. I'm like, yeah. That'd have been a semester of college.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Thank God we don't
get a
track of every single thing we've ever bought like that vape store does, because I think we'd be shocked to know
how
much
money
you
spent
on those skins.
I told you at Renaissance Financial, our financial advisor, Davis and Chad, I was talking to them about paying for college, and they were like, well, you know, you pay for half the college, and they get a job, pay the other half, or they get a loan. That way, it's not that much, but it teaches them to pay for it, right?
Okay.
And I'm like, no, that makes a ton of sense. So you're like, all right, I'll pay 50% of it, and you guys take a loan for the other 50%, and or get a job, whatever you want to do, and, you know, and then if they need it, you can help them out. But, it, you know, I'm like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mentioned it to my oldest. He's like, that is the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
Just because he doesn't want to pay for it?
Yeah, he's like, well, I'm like, well, whatever, man.
I mean, I'm surprised he even said that, because at his age, when my parents talked about you'll have to get loans, I thought, okay. To me, that wasn't even real money, right? Oh, so as long as they're going to give me money, as long as you sign for it, you're not actually going to give me any money, meaning my parents. So they're going to give me these loans. Well, then that's fine.
I'd rather not strap them down with loans if I didn't have to.
Of course, but as a child, I didn't think about that.
But I'm also like, it maybe might do good to be like, hey, I'll pay this much. You probably get a part-time job.
Well, if he's thinking like that, if he's already saying, like, I don't want to do that, then he maybe is thinking about money and is thinking, yeah, I don't want to have to pay those loans back.
That's
which
what he's
is better
he doesn't
than
want to
what
pay
I
the
was
loans.
Thinking.
Right.
Yeah, because I was just like, yeah, loans? Sure.
Yeah. I think he was more on the idea of, like, I'll try to get a job or something.
Yeah.
And see if I can do it.
Yeah,
but I
think the days of, like, actually getting the job.
And I think
and
because of all
school,
the student loan talk with Biden and everything else.
That probably
has
a huge
problem. We were like, whatever, student loans, whatever. Now it's like, you know, all you hear about is people getting hammered by these student loans. So I think if you're 16, you're like, well, I don't want to do that.
Right.
Like everybody just
sense.
Right. So I think it's just more
it.
Forefront of their mind.
To me, it was no different than getting that credit card offer. I'm like, cool. I'll make plenty of money later to pay all this stuff back.
My
that
buddy's
I
like,
know
yeah,
of.
Give me all the student loans, and then you get a student loan check in, and we just go out drinking.
Absolutely.
Who cares?
Bought all the food plans, everything I could. Like, yeah, they gave me all of it. Yeah. So if there's anything else you guys are selling here, I'm buying it.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. We're going to do the news coming up. Oh, boy, Laszlo, have I got news for you.
Okay.
Well, there's AI news, and it's actually interesting AI news because it involves Scarlett Johansson, and we've all seen the movie Her, and now it's come to life. Did you see any of this?
No.
Okay. It's kind of crazy, but
I do like Her, though.
There's a ton of stuff, and we won't have time to get to all of it, I know, but one of the things I'm certain you're going to want to talk about is we have another American tourist who's been detained in Turks and Caicos.
You got it. You're kidding me.
For having bullets. This time, a mother.
Jesus, man.
Yeah. They've sent a whole delegation of American senators down there now to try and...
It's a simulation. It's not real.
...pray for leniency for these people. And she, once again, like everyone else, admits, oh, okay, here's where they came from. Here's why they were there. She's mad at the TSA in the United States.
Like the last
guy. For not
doing
their job. Yeah, and I'm thinking, yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying about... They should have caught it. They should have caught it, but they're your bullets. They didn't put them there. The TSA didn't put them there. So, anyway, we'll definitely talk about those things. There's more to talk about if we have time as well coming up.
The Church of Laszlo. It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Whoopies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
You big, good-looking baby reindeer son of a bitch.
You ready to do this?
Of course I am. I want you to do it all in your baby reindeer voice.
Well, not yet, because the opening here, the voice is what's so important, and it's Scarlett Johansson's voice.
Okay.
We've all seen the movie Her. I say we all. I know that both of us have seen the movie Her. With, you know, a futuristic
Joaquin
depiction of
Phoenix.
What... Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix is in love with this...
good movie. You should watch it. He is in love.
Talking to his...
He's clearly in love.
His little AI box there, whatever it is. It's a good movie, if you haven't seen it. And, you know, I don't know what year that came out. Within the last 15 years, is it 10 years
Somebody
old?
Just said, real quick, on Twitch, mitra-9.com, go there and get your Go Packs. Use code word problematic, but I know I'm interrupting you, but it was such a good idea. They should make new Go Packs and call them Laszloads.
Send him the idea.
You're the guy who talks to him.
See,
tell him we want some
say.
Laszloads.
I'll talk
Shots.
To him.
I like
I know
it.
The thing they say is the easiest part of running that business is production. I know that's what they say. You know, putting together packaging and production, that's the easy part.
Sure,
so
right.
I can't imagine that they'd have any issues.
I like some
with that.
Laszlo shots.
So the movie Her, Scarlett Johansson does the voice of this AI computer talking to Joaquin Phoenix, and he falls in love with her. Apparently, the creator of ChatGPT is a big fan of that movie. Not just a big fan of that movie, but it says that it's his, I think he says it's his all-time favorite movie, Sam Altman. I always get Sam Altman and Sam Bankman-Fried confused. Sam Altman is ChatGPT, and he loves the movie Her, so apparently he offered Scarlett Johansson to voice the new ChatGPT that last year she claims he came to her and said, hey, we would like to pay you to be the voice. And she says she considered it and then decided against it. But then ChatGPT-4 gets released and Sky's voice is out there, whatever the hell they're calling it, and it sounds exactly like Scarlett Johansson. Now, the company says, Sam Altman says, well, we couldn't get Scarlett Johansson, so we used another actress. They're not saying who that actress is. Sounds to me like they used AI to recreate Scarlett Johansson's voice, is what it sounds like to me.
This morning, an AI warning from Hollywood. Actress Scarlett Johansson saying this voice used by OpenAI's virtual assistant, Sky.
Hello.
I'm really excited about teaming up with you.
Sounds, quote, eerily similar to her own.
A virtual assistant that can help answer questions.
Johansson says OpenAI CEO Sam Altman wanted to hire her to voice Sky, but that she declined the offer due to personal reasons. When she later heard the AI voice, she was shocked, angered, and in disbelief. She points out Altman insinuated the intentional similarity when he tweeted a single word, her, the day the ChatGPT product was announced.
Yeah, so Sam Altman had tweeted just the word her.
Well, as long as he didn't actually steal her voice, it should be fine.
Well, except that, like, you know, you had the Sarah Silverman lawsuit with those others. Said, you're using my stuff to create something and then not paying us for it. So if you're using my voice to create this voice...
I'm just saying, as long as he's not using her voice...
Right, but...
As long as he could punch in characteristics to make that voice, you know, boy.
But if the computer is being trained by listening to Scarlett Johansson...
That's a problem. But if it didn't...
Because how else could he do it? Now, he's saying it's neither. He's saying he hired an actress. Yeah. He's just saying it's an unnamed actress. I'd like to know who that is.
We do that with that guy who looks like McConaughey and put him in movies.
I guess there's someone out there who probably sounds a lot like Scarlett Johansson.
Movies Nick Nolte turned down. I mean, it happens on Patrick Swayze and Kurt Russell. It happens all the time.
Yeah. It could be an impressionist, right? There could be some girl out there that does really good impressions of Scarlett Johansson or just thinks that she sounds a lot like her, and Sam Altman was able to find her on YouTube. I don't know, but it seems a little suspicious because we know the capabilities of ChatGPT and OpenAI, and we know that it can recreate voices after listening to just a minute or less sometimes, a few sentences of an existing voice that it can recreate. It's kind of hard to type in to a computer.
Yeah, but
make a voice that sounds like...
Maybe you could do like a little higher, a little lower, little sultry.
I don't know. I don't know if you can dictate that into sounding like Scarlett Johansson just through words.
I bet you that guy can.
I think...
I hear you do Baby Reindeer and it's goddamn near perfect.
We know what...
Let me hear you do Baby Reindeer.
Oh, Baby Reindeer. He wanted her, offered her the money. She says no. And then she says that when ChatGPT 4.0 comes out, she says her closest friends and even news outlets could not tell the difference. They all thought it was her, and she was shocked when she heard it because she remembered turning him down.
Call me a dirty bum boy.
Oh, you dirty bum boy. Quit being such a dirty bum boy.
Well, you want to meet me by the canal?
What are they going to do about this, though?
Do you want to meet me by the canal?
Legal precedent for any of this stuff, other than maybe the Sarah Silverman thing.
Nothing.
And I don't know how that turned out.
You can't prove that.
And... you had the writer strike, and they came up with stuff about AI.
I'm not sure that it's illegal, even if you just said, I want you to sound like this. As long as it's not her, I mean, you can
do that. Well, that's the thing. They didn't know if it was illegal for the computer to come up with the stuff, even though it had been fed this information from copywritten materials. They have to decide this stuff. The courts are going to have to decide all that. And if they decide that, look, obviously...
But saying, I want you to sound like this, I mean, they've done it in, like... I mean, people are going to be able to give examples, but, like, when people have passed away... Yeah. In certain movies, they use somebody else who sounds like them.
Yeah.
Well, that's not illegal.
It depends. Yeah.
Right.
But if they're saying, it's obvious to us that the computer...
Nigel Omega feels like Martha's in the studio.
That it used Scarlett's voice to recreate Scarlett's voice, then do you have... Again, there's no precedent because we haven't had to deal with this before. So this is all new territory. But I think there could be some sort of legal...
Do you want to have anal sex?
Battle about these celebrity voices. I want you to quit drinking. About these celebrity voices.
Answer is no.
Whether or not they're... We talked about this earlier off the air, okay? Can we just get through this? And whether or not you're allowed to use their voices.
I'm trying to ask you a question.
If you own the...
Say you're Elvis's
granddaughter, and you own the estate.
Yeah.
And now AI can recreate... Elvis. It can make movies of him that look like him, sound just like him, sing like him, dance like him, the whole thing. Is that copywritten? Does the family have a right to say, no, you can't put that exact copy of Elvis in a movie, even though you created it with your computer? You created it by having your computer watch my grandfather. So it didn't come up with it out of thin air. It came up with it by being trained by my grandfather.
I think it'd be hard because you could also say... I don't know. You could say, well, we didn't use your grandfather. We used Elvis impersonators.
Okay, but then that's, they've already stuff with the Elvis impersonators, because Elvis impersonators aren't allowed to marry people in Vegas anymore, right?
Wasn't that part
of the deal? There was a big thing a couple years ago where they said they weren't going to allow a bunch of that stuff. So they do have some legal precedent there, it sounds like.
I'm not sure.
I don't know, but speaking of Elvis.
Are we going to do the thing? Then?
I didn't just bring up Elvis for no reason. I used him because Graceland.
He just ignores me.
I have to sometimes. Graceland. Could be up for auction right now. I was just there. I'd never been before. I went for the first time. When was I last year? Did I go last year or year before?
Was the Sirius truck out there?
No, I didn't see it. But I think I went in 2022, 2023. Anyhow, I went somewhat recently. Kind of a letdown. I'm not like a huge Elvis fan, though. But you know that Lisa Marie died. Wait, which one's the daughter? I get him confused. Priscilla's the wife. So Lisa Marie died, right?
The daughter? She died?
Yeah, she died.
The one who was married to Michael Jackson?
Yeah, she died.
She did?
Yeah.
When?
Like shortly after I went to Graceland, we talked about how crazy it was because she had just been there to put gifts in the house.
I didn't know she died.
Yeah, she died. So now her daughter is in charge of the estate.
Who's her daughter?
They say her name here in the story. I've seen pictures of her before. She looks a lot like her mom, and I don't know. She looks like she's part of Elvis's family for sure. But she apparently has the rights to Graceland, and there's this legal dispute now that Graceland isn't owned by the Presley family anymore because, according to one company out of Missouri, they claim that they loaned Lisa Marie like $3.8 million and that Lisa Marie put up the deed to Graceland in order to get that loan and that she never paid it back. And so now they're allowed to auction off Graceland. Now, Elvis's granddaughter says that's ridiculous. These documents are all forged and she's trying to stop this. But they're like talking about trying to sell Graceland right now.
Elvis's only daughter, Lisa Marie Presley, allegedly took out a $3.8 million loan from a Missouri private investment firm in 2018, offering the deed to Graceland as collateral. Lisa Marie's daughter and Graceland heir, Riley Keough, challenging the sale. Keough claims her mother never borrowed any money and that the documents are fraudulent, adding, while the documents bear signatures that look like the signatures of Lisa Marie Presley did not, in fact, sign the documents.
Okay, I don't know much about Lisa Marie Presley. Is it possible that at some point she needed a $3.8 million loan? That wouldn't be the craziest thing believe. But is it also possible that this company that we've never heard of fraudulently put together documents with fake signatures claiming that they loaned Lisa Marie Presley $3.8 million up against, and she put up the deed to Graceland? How did she put, I know that she went there. I know that they said that it was still a family house. The museum does all this other stuff, and if you've ever been down there, the whole thing kind of just looks like one big museum.
Have you ever seen Daisy Jones and the Six?
No, who's that?
It's a TV show. I see it advertised to me, but I was looking up her daughter. That's what she's in.
Oh, she's an actress?
Yeah, she's done a lot of them, but she was up for an award, outstanding.
She's got a son,
lead
too.
Actress.
Or she did, if he's still alive. I think he's alive. There's a grandson.
Like it might have been about Fleetwood Mac, but I'm not sure.
Never heard of it. But if you've ever seen pictures of the grandson, there was a time when he looked exactly like Elvis. I don't think he does anymore, but when he was like, I don't know, maybe 17, 18 years old, they have some pictures, they have a lot of family pictures at the house in Graceland. And there's a couple of pictures where he looks just like Elvis. And I thought, oh, my God, how have I never seen this guy before? But then I looked him up, and now he doesn't look as much like Elvis as he did in a couple of those pictures. But wouldn't that be crazy? They could be selling Graceland. If this is a scam, it's a scam unlike any I've ever heard of. If Laszlo and I own some investment company or whatever the hell we put together fraudulently, and we say, how can we make some money? Seems like a stretch to say, Laszlo, here's my idea. We draft up some paperwork that makes it look like we loaned Lisa Marie Presley $3.8 million, and she gave us a deed. Like, that's a lot of work. And I think, like, it would be easy to disprove if it's not true. I'm leaning towards maybe she took out a loan and maybe didn't pay it back. I mean, I don't know. The granddaughter's saying it's all fraudulent. You believe her? It's such a crazy thing one way or the other.
I don't think you should take Graceland
It should be public.
Out of the Presley's home anyway.
Right, no.
Like, it should be
someone
the granddaughter's.
Should give them the money.
Like, whatever, just figure it out. Let her pay you
the
back.
The museum makes all that money.
Not,
if they need $3.8 million to pay this company,
you're not
pay
getting,
them.
This company's not getting Graceland.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
There's a whole museum
it's
built
Elvis.
Around this thing. And I know they said the money has declined over the years because younger people aren't as interested in Elvis. But they should have made enough money that if they've got to pay back this company in Missouri, they can pay them back. And if they can't, you could start a GoFundMe. And I'm sure there's still enough Elvis fans around that they would pay to make sure that that house doesn't get auctioned off.
You would think.
And that Elon Musk doesn't buy it and turn it into a nightclub. You know what I mean?
Although I would like
let's
to
be honest. If I was a billionaire and just a total dick, that is what I would do. Like, Graceland's up for sale. It's mine right now.
Yeah. Graceland
just
nightclub.
Just turn it into a nightclub.
A rave.
All day. All the families. Like, we're remodeling the whole inside.
All these DJs come in and remix Elvis songs and play them all night long.
Yeah, all Drake and Kendrick remixes. And we'll have
Elvis loops. Elvis song. Yeah.
Yeah, Elvis loops, Elvis samples.
Oh, man.
But I'm digging up the
actually, that sounds like a really good idea.
The graves
I want that
and everything.
To happen now.
I'm going to change the whole thing. People would be pissed.
Yeah, I would go.
But someone's lying here. So either this company is lying about Lisa Marie borrowing money from them, or, and maybe I shouldn't say lying, but it's either that or the granddaughter is lying slash misinformed.
Maybe she doesn't know.
And saying that these documents, while it looks real, those are not real documents. Who's telling her that? That would be the strangest scam I've heard of. But you know what? We hear about stranger and stranger scams every day. It seems like a weird thing that Graceland could be up for auction this week.
Are we going to do the thing now?
We're going to do the thing now.
We are?
Yes. Pull your pants down, baby. It ain't there.
It's the Church of Laszlo.
We're going to doom scroll some more?
We're going to finish the news. I still got to tell you about the fifth?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
The fifth American tourist stranded in Turks and Caicos because of bullets. And this entire American...
I want you to call it Caicos from now on.
Caicos. Turks and Caicos.
All
right. This entire...
The only way you're allowed to tell the whole story. Turks and Caicos.
Turks and Caicos. How do they say it?
Turks and Caicos.
I don't even know... Lazo, I got to be honest. I'm not positive I'd heard of Turks and... Caicos before this started. I mean, I'm sure I'd heard it at some point, but when they said it in that first story, the first guy that got detained, I had to look it up. It's not somewhere I ever thought, hey, maybe we should go to this island. I didn't know that it was such a popular tourist destination for Americans.
Like Curacao. Right,
I mean, but those other islands, St. Martin and all those around there, I hear of a lot.
Yeah.
Turks and, what did you want me to say?
Caicos.
Caicos, didn't know much about. But, you know, we've had all these dads, all these white men getting arrested down there. And now we've got a mom, a black woman, who's been arrested down there. This really shakes things up. It shows you, you know, they're not just targeting middle-aged white men. It's all Americans. I would say at this point it's not safe to go down there. Look, I don't think I have any bullets in any bags, and I don't think I ever have had any bullets in any of the bags that I carry. But now I'm worried that they're going to find a bullet. Just in case, just don't go there.
I would be nervous even though I don't have a gun.
All right. I live in a country where there's enough people with enough bullets apparently going through TSA that maybe one of those bullets fell into my bag.
I would hate it.
I had no idea that so many people were traveling with bullets in their carry-on and that the TSA wasn't finding these bullets because these are people that have all
people
just
on the
one island.
Caicos.
Well, they're finding them.
Caicos, they find them.
They find them, but the TSA here isn't. So, yeah, I would just, at this point, I think stay away. But I'll tell you about that. And, I don't know if you kept up with the Drake Bell stuff. Do you remember him, the child actor? We watched that show on
Discovery.
Oh,
the Nickelodeon thing?
Yeah. Did you hear the latest little thing that he added to that allegation? The guy they talked about in the documentary who went to prison?
Yeah.
Well, it involves John Wayne Gacy. This story just keeps getting weird.
I know he had his artwork.
You did know about that?
That was in the documentary.
Okay. And I don't think I watched the final episode of this documentary. So I just saw this interview that he was doing yesterday talking about this autographed John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, he had his artwork in the documentary.
All right. Well, then we don't have to talk about it. Can I just ask you now then, do you believe that? Like, how did he get John Wayne Gacy's artwork?
I think people own it.
But who sold it off? The cops took it and sold it, or what happened? I mean, when they went there, they tore the house down.
Yeah, I think you can buy it. I bet you could buy it now.
I know people collect that crap. There's like the Bob Bordello stuff. And
who's
people
Bob Bordello?
The local guy. We wanted to live in his empty lot where his house used to be. Remember we were going to set
I've
up a shop
I've never heard of
there.
Bob Bordello before in my life.
Lazo, we did a whole thing.
Bobby B?
Bobby B. We were going
to... I don't know anything about Bobby Bordello.
We figured out where he lived, found out they tore down the house. We were going to put a nightclub there or a broadcast from there.
And call it Bobby B's?
No, I don't remember what we were going to call it. It was just going to be the Church of Lazlo's spot. It was like something in Cherry.
Who the hell's Bobby Bordello?
Remember the 7th and Ann or 8th and Cherry? No, 7th and Ann is where I had to go for probation.
Yeah.
Disregard that. Something in Cherry. Remember us talking about...
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, because that's where his house had been.
It was?
I think that's how that whole thing started.
I don't remember anything about...
I don't know, but it seems odd that you
Bobby
could buy...
Bobby Bordello. And plus, that's not a real name. That's a porn star's name. Bobby Bordello's not a real name.
It might be the wrong name.
Big Bob Bordello? There's no such thing.
Let me look this up. Bordella. Bob Bordella. I said Bordella.
What did he do?
Bob Bordella. He murdered people.
Who?
Bob Bordella.
Why?
I don't know. Why do people murder people?
I don't know. There's lots of reasons.
Well, talk to a psychiatrist. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a psychiatrist on our podcast soon to talk about just that. So I guess we can ask him about Bobby B. I don't know if he's familiar with him or not, but...
Bobby B.
I don't know why people kill. I just think it's odd that...
Well, you watch a lot of that kill stuff. Well, who did Bobby B. kill?
The local guy?
Yeah, I've never heard of him before.
He killed men. He killed a handful of them.
Why?
I think it was sort of like a Gacy type thing, but I don't remember exactly. People, he had
he was a clown?
He had a, no, but like the just the motivations might have been similar. I'm not positive. His big thing was that he had a booth at the Westport Flea Market. And so
Robert Bordella.
Yeah, Bordella, I said. It wasn't Bordello, it's Bordella. Bob Bordella. And he had a booth at the Westport Flea Market in... People who are old enough claim they remember going there.
From 1984 to 1987.
And I know people who say, like, I bought this thing from his booth at the flea market. And I think, okay, well, it's, I guess, not something that we can prove. The John Wayne Gacy stuff, it's the art was pretty obvious. And I know that you can, people do collect that crap, so it just seems odd that this guy had it, that this molester
had it.
He moved
here in college.
Well, there you go. You can read about him while we get ready to
do. He went to the Kansas City Art Institute, KCAI.
Well, I'm sure they're not bragging about that.
Well, he lived at 4315 Charlotte Street. That has nothing to do with 7th and
Hardy. No, they said, that
we got 7th and Hardy.
They said we got it, the address wrong. This was all part of the thing. We had got the address wrong of where he lived. It was all screwed up, but we were going to stick with that address anyway. I don't know, Lazo. It's been years. You can read about him. We'll finish.
He spent most of his time with male prostitutes, drug addicts, petty criminals, and runaways.
Yeah.
Basically you.
I saw that coming.
The Church of Lazo.
You okay?
I'm okay.
All right. Well, let's do him scrolling.
Okay. Let's talk about Turks and...
Kakos.
We've had quite a few...
Turks and Kakos.
Quite a few people... Get detained. Americans get detained in Turks and Caicos. Now, I don't remember. How do they say it? How do Americans say it? Is it Turks and Caicos?
Caicos.
That's how you're saying it. I understand. But now I don't
That's how you're going to say it.
Anyway, these Americans keep getting caught with bullets in their bags and getting detained on this island. This island had just passed this new law that's very strict about ammunition, and it has a minimum sentence of 12 years in prison. So these Americans are all facing a 12-year prison sentence. They're all out on, is it a bail?
Sure.
I think the last one I saw was like $75,000. I also saw they're hanging out together. Now, up until this point, it's been all white men of around the same age who got busted with having a few bullets in their bags. If you combine all of the ammunition that all five of these Americans have been caught with, it's less than 20 bullets total. So there's been an entire American delegation sent to try and help get these Americans off the island and bring them back home. They're begging for leniency, but... Man, this would really suck. If you're one of these people and you find out that there's senators, multiple senators coming down to speak with the government of this island to try and get you home, you're thinking, okay, they'll figure this out. I don't know what they have to do, but they'll threaten them with some sort of, you know, embargo, sanctions, whatever, and they'll get us home. But then they leave, and the quote that I see from one of the senators is, I feel like we didn't make a lot of progress.
Yeah.
That's got to be disheartening.
Because the guy from Turks and Caicos is like,
he's
no.
Not, they're like, no, we're here to represent our island.
What are you going
to
give us? We have an island.
Exactly.
It's beautiful.
Exactly.
You can't take anything from us.
So you've got these people who are facing time in prison. Now, this the latest woman, she's a mother. She went down there for Mother's Day with her daughter. She had a great time until, on her way back, security found a couple of bullets in her bag. Now, she says that she does carry a gun at home and that these bullets were underneath a flap at the bottom of her bag. She says, there's no way I could have found them.
Well, they found them.
There is a way because they found them.
The people from Turks and Caicos,
they found them. TSA in Orlando didn't find them. They should have found them. She's mad at the TSA. She's not the first one to get mad at the TSA now for not finding her own bullets. But she's now been arrested, and the families of some of these other men who are down there came to visit her, which she was quite moved by. I saw her crying because she was all alone down there. They're coming to visit this woman, and now they're all spending time together. They're sending photos.
They're in a group together.
Yeah, photos to the media of them all sitting together, eating dinner together. They're all out waiting for their trial to figure out if they're going to go.
Are they all in Turks and Caicos? So you can't leave there.
None of them have left.
You can't come back.
No, their families keep coming back and forth. So now you've got this American delegation that's gone down there. It didn't work, but they're putting together an even bigger one now. You've got Democrats and Republicans from a bunch of different states trying to get these people out of there.
Sharita Shanice Greer enjoyed her first trip to Turks and Caicos Islands Mother's Day weekend with her daughters, but it ended badly.
That day turned my whole life upside down.
She was arrested at the airport May 13th after security found two bullets in her bag.
It was an honest mistake. It fell up under the bottom of the flap on, you know, in my carry-on. That's where the two rounds was, in the bottom of that flap. So there's no way that I would have knew or seen them in there.
Greer says she works as a store manager and has a gun for protection that she had kept in that bag before. She says TSA in Orlando searched her carry-on before she left and confiscated her lotion and body spray, but didn't catch the ammunition. Mm-hmm.
That part is kind of funny, of course. It's such a TSA story. They took her body lotion.
Yeah, of course.
And that's but they left the bullets. So this delegation went down there. It's a bipartisan group of lawmakers.
Steve on Twitch makes a good point. We should hire these guys at our airports.
Exactly.
They're good.
They're actually finding this stuff. Right. Yeah. Why isn't the TSA? So they sent this group of bipartisan lawmakers down there, and yesterday they announced, well, we've encountered some resistance. And that's just got to be... I'm sure as an American you're thinking, I'm probably not going to spend 12 years here. They'll figure a way to get me out of here because it's not like I'm in Russia, right? Even there, you hope that something can get worked out. But this is a British territory. I mean, Great Britain, they're like our best friends, right? Sure, we don't put the king's face on our money, but they understand why. You know, there's some history there. But we're still quite close. I don't understand why... I don't understand anything. So I don't know why a territory, the UK, can't have some sort of influence over their decision of whether or not to prosecute these Americans.
I know they have their own president.
They're independent. They make their own laws and all that, but doesn't...
That guy doesn't want... Hey, there's a lot of murders here, and you Americans are bringing the goddamn guns in here.
I get it, but can't the king still say, like,
no,
let the Americans go? Just this one time...
Turks and Caicos.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to still be in charge, right?
I don't think he is. I think it's just like, you know,
well,
in name only.
I read a Wikipedia, part of a Wikipedia about it, and they said it is an independent territory. They make their own rules, but it is still a British territory.
Yeah, they just, in name only. They send them money, taxes probably. That's it.
Yeah, but
they can't just come roll in there and change the laws.
But they could.
They can.
They just don't. But they could.
They'd have to go to war. Would you want to go to war with Turks and Caicos?
I don't think Turks and Caicos wants to go to war with the King's Royal Navy.
King's Royal Army hadn't won a war since the 1800s.
Okay. Well, look. The point is, you got five Americans down there who are facing 12 years in prison. And these lawmakers are going down there trying to get them out. There's got to be something we can offer this island. If these lawmakers...
What are you going to offer a beautiful island like that?
I don't know. But if I see that
bullets, guns, pollution, bad health care, what are you going to offer?
When I see the guy...
If I was the president of Turks and Caicos, take your little suit, take it back to your Congress, and shove it sideways up your ass. There's nothing you Americans can offer me.
There's
nothing.
Money. There's money.
We're Turks and Caicos.
Yeah.
We have more money than we know what to do with.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know what we'll do? We'll ban you. We'll ban you from vacationing here.
Well, that could be one of the things actually that's being discussed is whether or not the United States, we're going to issue a complete travel warning and say that Americans can't go
there
anymore.
Go to the Bahamas.
But you've got Senator Mark Wayne Mullen in charge of this whole thing.
Go back.
That doesn't make me feel very secure if I'm one of those people stuck on the island.
Screwed. This guy's not... There's nothing American can give Turks
and Caicos. I don't know anything about Mark Wayne Mullen. Just the name, you know...
Google Turks and Caicos and just image it. And then say, what could the Americans give to them?
Money.
No.
Resources.
No. What resources?
Oil. I don't know.
They don't have.
Right. So they need that stuff. They have to import most of it.
No, they don't have. They don't need anything.
They don't have their own energy supply there.
Of course. They run on wind, beautiful wind.
Yeah.
Beautiful oceans. The only thing we're going to do is send people over there.
Apparently.
And pollute their island and bring guns and bullets.
What?
Stay home.
No guns. No one's been caught with a gun yet that I know of. It's been all bullets. And it's each time there's been a couple of bullets that were lost in someone's carry-on bag. Look, I'm not like Mr. 2A guy, but this is ridiculous. 12 years?
Ridiculous.
12 years?
You keep bringing bullets in our country.
I get it.
We told you not to.
I get it. There's ways to punish them that doesn't include 12 years in their prison down there.
Why?
Well, because it just seems excessive. Intent should matter.
Only excessive to you.
Okay.
In a country that has school shootings every 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not excessive to them. Keep your guns and your bullets in your own stupid country.
If they were trying to import arms...
Like, I don't know what they're trying to do. Don't care.
Right. You think
you know
that,
the rules. These are the rules. Follow them. Or don't come to Turks and Caicos.
The Food and Drug Administration has changed the rules about those prescription drug ads we see on TV all the time.
Yeah.
I can think of a few. One of them I'm not allowed to mention, because I'm not allowed to mention it more than once a month. Although it's probably the prescription drug commercial you see the most often, if you still see commercial drug or commercials for prescription drugs. But at the end of those commercials, we know, we've played many clips. What was the one? Increased gambling. Yeah. What was the one that you saw? It wasn't increased gambling. It was something else.
I don't remember, but yeah.
God, it was something really good. I mean, we used to think increased gambling. That was Restless Leg, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They gave you the increased gambling. The recent one that you had was great, because you came into work that day. This was just a few years ago.
I don't remember what it was.
Like, man, last night I saw this commercial for some prescription drug, and at the end, what did it say? Someone on Twitch will know. Anyhow, the rules have changed. No, they're not going to ban prescription drug commercials.
Oh, yeah, Rotten Gooch.
Oh, yeah. God, I can't believe that. I don't remember what drug it was, so let's not speculate. But, yeah, that was crazy. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
I had to pull it from YouTube. Anyhow, the FDA says, sure, we'll still allow those prescription drug commercials, which doesn't make a lot of sense. But they are no longer allowed to rush through the side effects at the end or make that little print at the bottom of the screen with little disclaimers. If they're going to put it in print, it's got to be big enough for these old people who need it to read, and you can't rush through it anymore. So will they still
advertise? Side effects include nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, which can lead to dehydration.
Elderly dementia patients have increased risk of death or stroke.
Now, a new era in medical advertising as the FDA's new transparency rule takes effect. Side effects must be clearly spelled out in language that is consumer-friendly. Gone are those rapid-fire disclosures. On-screen text must be easy to read, and nothing should distract from understanding the major side effects.
Okay, that's fine. Yes, by the way, thank you, Twitch. Wasn't it cancer of the perineum?
I think it just rotted and fell off.
Rotting of the perineum?
Yeah.
Which I'm like, if it's gone, don't I still sort of have a perineum? It's just a bad one now? I mean...
No, I don't think so.
I know there's a void,
it's like
but
if your hand goes away, I don't think you still have a hand.
Well, I know, but I mean, I guess it's... More a question for a philosopher, but how much perineum do you remove until you
can remove the full
don't have any
I
perineum? Because in my mind, the perineum
giant
is
butthole.
The perineum is more of a an agreed upon thought, right? No.
It's like the DMZ, is that what you're saying?
No, it's just something we've all agreed
it's like it
on.
It doesn't really count, but we've kind of just said that the DMZ exists.
Right. Just like we say that the
we
government exists
is.
Or whatever. Right.
It's I'll not show you what it is.
It's not an actual thing. Well, I know,
I know where
we're pointing to, but is it really a thing?
I'll show it to you. I'll touch it.
Yes, but I think if you slice some of it off, there'd still be some, wouldn't there?
No, you can take it off.
I think you'd still have, you just have a bet. What drug was that?
I don't know.
We shouldn't speculate. Anyhow, I really thought they were just going to say with this new clarity thing, this new law, that we were going to get rid of prescription drug commercials, but we'll see. I'd be interested to know if, whatever that rotten perineum drug was, if they know now that they're going to have
to slowly...
that's
a good name for a band.
They're going to have to...
Rotten perineum.
Is it even called perineum? Are we saying that right?
I think so.
If that drug company knows that they're going to have to say it slowly at the end and describe what it is in big font, I think they might just leave it to the doctors, right?
Yeah.
Just go back to the old-fashioned, and let the doctors prescribe it. We don't need these people asking for it by name.
Yeah, but nobody wants that.
There are some drugs that I guess the side effects, if they say, hey, increased gambling, they decide it's worth it. But the others, I think they might just take it off TV altogether. I don't know. I don't really see that many commercials for drugs anymore because I never watch stuff on demand. I watch it through these streaming bundles, right? Do you still see commercials? Well, yeah, because you watch baseball.
I do.
So do they show
a lot of medical stuff all the time? It's like baseball, then go to medical.
Okay, because it does seem like anytime I do see commercials on TV, whether I'm watching something on demand or someone else's house.
I know they went bankrupt, but they only have like two drug companies advertising.
It seems like that's what TV commercials are now. It's all prescription drug commercials, and then the other things are just, hey, keep watching our network, sort of.
Yeah, maybe a car commercial loyalty. Every once in a blue moon.
Car commercial once in a blue moon. But it's mostly drug commercials. And It's mostly.
And the car commercials are like, this car starts at $100,000.
Right.
If you'd like to lease it, well qualified leasers will have to bring $10,000
and pay $5,000
a month. I'm like,
so
what?
Enjoy that.
Watch the Royals game.
Right. But you know what?
I can afford that.
There's a drug that increases
like,
your
hey,
gambling.
If you're dumb enough to play by Bally's, you might be dumb enough to buy this stupid car. Not care if your gooch gets rotten off.
A rare life-threatening bacterial infection in the skin of the perineum could occur.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo, yo. I got good news for you.
Okay.
Demi Moore.
Oh, I heard she's going to be in like a real sexy movie.
She's going to do Full Frontal for the first time in this new horror movie. It's called The Substance.
A horror movie?
Yeah. That's what it says. It says it's a horror movie. It says Demi Moore is doing full frontal nudity for the first time ever in the upcoming horror movie, The Substance. She's 61 years old. She called it, quote, a very vulnerable experience.
And fighting another naked woman.
At 61 years of age, Demi Moore does full frontal nudity for the first time in the upcoming horror movie, The Substance. She plays an aging actress who uses a mysterious technology to create a younger, better version of herself. That version is played by Margaret Qualley. I don't know her, but I'm looking at her. Now, this movie's already, you know, it's finished.
Well, we can watch
it? And it's, well, not yet, I don't
think.
Well,
can I watch it?
But it got a standing ovation at Cannes, which I know we didn't make it to this year. Of course, this is the year we don't go.
I got a standing ovation because it was so good.
Because she's naked.
Oh, because she's naked. Not because it's so good.
Lazo, look up the movie.
What's it called?
The Substance. Look at this interview with her. Let me just show you this interview with her about the movie.
There's aspects of this that are a ride, that are thrilling.
Yeah, she's real attractive.
Like, those who love horror, I think.
I love horror.
You know,
you love horse
horror.
You know, run,
horse.
Don't walk. It's totally for you. But
you
I also think that it's also setting up for those who are interested in really delving into the subjects of aging and our pursuits of perfection.
Yeah.
And that where there is, pardoning the pun, some substance in there for those who also are looking. And this is just a very interesting, unique way of kind of going at the subject.
Listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to say right now, all-time favorite boob scene in a movie ever is when she shows her boobs in striptease. And people online these days, they make fun of that. They talk about, oh, she had fake boobs. Oh, look at that. Oh, yeah, she got naked and she was, you know, wanting to be a stripper in real life, whatever. I see people on Reddit say stuff like that. She
Dennis
looked Quinn's perfect.
In it.
She looked perfect.
Oh, yeah, she is perfect.
I mean, just...
I mean, nothing perfect. Outdoes Phoebe Cates, but...
Phoebe Cates for Gen Xers is the ultimate. I know it can't be beaten, and it's because at that point, I guess I'm guessing we could look back and you could prove me wrong, but they weren't doing a lot of the teen. That wasn't like really a genre yet. The teen high school movie that had rated R type material and nudity, like a topless woman. That was a big deal, right? I'm guessing that when Phoebe...
Well, no, there's stuff before that. Porky's and...
Was Porky's before that?
Yeah,
I'm saying, I don't know. If you told me that Fast Times was like the first big high school movie that was raunchy...
Animal House?
Well, Animal House was obviously the first, but right. I don't know if there's any nudity in that or not.
Yeah. But, the Playboy Bunny comes through the sky.
Oh, yeah, there is that stuff. That was technically a college movie, though, right?
They have sex with that woman and put her in a shopping cart and push her in front of her.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, 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 yeah. I've told you Animal House just isn't one of my favorites. I respect it.
Sure.
I understand it's an important movie, but it's just not my favorite. I like Tommy Boy. You know, that was my generation's Animal House. Tommy Boy is a perfect movie. Still funny to this day.
I might watch it tonight.
What, Tommy Boy or
yeah.
Animal House?
Either or.
Well, Laszlo, Demi Moore is going to do or has done Full Frontal for this, and I think that's good. I think it's good.
Yeah, I think it's good, too.
As we address aging and how we treat aging actresses in Hollywood, we hear all these stories about how they don't get roles. They just get discarded, you know? Like yesterday's news.
Yeah,
while
like
men
that.
Are allowed
well,
to continue
her. She's
to
aged
thrive.
Facially. She looks good.
Yeah.
She married young, like men do. She did everything that a guy does that people get mad about.
Yeah.
Right? She's been divorced 3 times.
Yeah. And her family seems very close, even with her ex. I feel like, I get the impression from social media that she's very close with Bruce and his current wife and helping them through this thing that he was diagnosed with. I don't remember, but I wonder how he's doing right now.
Mm.
I get don't you just kind of assume that he might be to the point where he's nonverbal? Like, it sounded bad the way they described that disease, Bob. You don't know about
I'm
that?
I'm not a doctor. I don't.
I'm not either. Just the way they described it, it sounded like he was losing the ability to speak. So, anyhow, Demi Moore, the substance. Look out for it, Lazo. I don't know when you can stream it, but I know Poncho knows how to find every single movie.
I'd like to see it.
That's ever been filmed, and he can just allegedly send it straight to your laptop there. I think Demi Moore might be the greatest. Like, just of my lifetime. If I look back at her appearances in a lot of movies, she didn't have to get naked. Even in bad movies like Nothing But Trouble, she just was so universally liked.
She's gorgeous.
You could have whatever type.
And
I like blondes.
Cool.
I like brunettes.
Demi Moore's
like,
perfect.
But everyone liked Demi Moore.
She's perfect.
No one said she's not my type.
No.
No one said, look, I get that she's hot, but she's just not for me.
No.
There's no way. Type. She was everyone's type. She still is everyone's type.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that she's doing this. People
I'm
gave
glad
her
she's fighting naked on TV.
Yes. I hope it's like one of those Black Swan kind of things. Remember when Mila Kunis and Natalie Portman?
I hope it's more like a Kill Bill naked.
Well, okay, it can be like a close-up of the toe.
Yeah.
You know, slowly zoom in on a foot. Is that what you want?
Well, you know, just naked part? Fighting with swords.
Yeah. I'm thinking that Black Swan with a little more camera work. You know, Black Swan left a little too much to the imagination. You know, there's a lot of moaning and all that stuff. Really? But imagine selling that script, by the way. Hey, I've got an idea. We're going to have Natalie Portman and Mila Kunis have sex with one another.
Well, all right. How much does that cost?
That's
us?
Every producer's like, can you get them? Yeah, I can get them. I'm a weird director who's made some weird stuff that artsy people seem to like. Well, then you're done. Right. What is it going to be about? I don't care.
That's my treatment.
It can be about the f***ing ballet. It doesn't matter. The two of them are going to have sex. Right. And boom, you've got it.
There you go. All right, good show, Linda Barrett. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.